In the early to mid-90s, jail overcrowding and building more prisons were buzzwords around the state.
You know, we have an incarceromania, is what I call it.
But Bexar County Commissioner Tommy Adkisson says when he heard the Correction Committee chairman say Texas had a problem it could not build its way out of, a light bulb turned on for him.
We just kind of felt like that throwing people in jail was helping create a safer environment. And in truth and in fact, it wasn't doing that at all. It was just costing us a ton of money, and it wasn't correcting a single soul. And to this day, it's not doing a whole lot more than that.
Adkisson met with reentry council leaders from Tarrant and Travis counties, and this year, he says, Harris County joined the discussion. The group devised a list of 8 initiatives to address policy barriers that keep previously incarcerated people from reentering the workforce. They range from changing penalties for some misdemeanor offenses to addressing mental illness and conducting pretrial mediations.
Every 400 inmates is $8 million to the county, and we've regularly had about 4,000 plus.
Add to that the cost of putting people on unemployment after incarceration and retraining for other jobs, and Adkisson says it becomes apparent that better programs on the front end of the system can help not just the inmates, but also the communities to which they return. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.